On with Stupid is on the air. IWS, exposing the stupid, 24/7 on the web, 45/2 on the radio. On with Stupid is on the air.
Madam J, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I Am With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a mere few hundred miles to my west-southwest, do you know the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man, the always irrepressible J-Man?
Ola, whatever. Fucking muffins.
Problem with the muffins today, Jay?
Muffins stick into the little liners. You know, you get the little, it's like the little cupcake liners, right? Put them in the pan there, spray it with the nonstick stuff, and the muffins stick anyway. It's infuriating. It's infuriating.
I'm sorry. Were you able to salvage any of your precious muffins?
Well, except the bottom. I mean, the bottom sticks and parts of the sides. I mean, yeah, what's left, the muffin is pretty good. Little orange cranberry muffins.
Orange cranberry.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, lemon poppy seed. I don't have any trouble like that. Getting them out of the little muffin.
Mm-hmm.
But the orange cranberry, that's a bitch, man. Getting them out.
Yeah.
It's infuriating.
Yeah.
And you laugh about it, but I'm telling you.
It pisses you off, too.
You've got a person out there that would get pissed off if their muffin didn't come out of the liner right.
And there's nothing worse than a pissed off Doogie Howser and his his crumbling muffins.
Oh. I bet the chocolate chip muffins will be the same way.
And plus there'd be a melted mess too.
Yeah.
Oh. Outside of the muffins, how are you today?
Pissy, irritable. Just terrible. Honestly, the weather's been great this week.
Yeah.
Been sunny and in the 80s every day. Mm-hmm. If it weren't for this epic battle I'm fighting with excessive earwax, I guess things wouldn't be too bad.
True. And if your power stayed on all the time, too, that'd help, too, wouldn't it?
When the cable goes out during the NBA playoffs, that's not a happy time.
Yes.
And then internet went out.
Right.
As because I tweeted my dissatisfaction with Cox Cable.
Mm-hmm.
And they replied to me that they were working feverishly, that there was an outage in my area. And they knew my area because I have the little location thing turned on tweets, because I need to make it easier for people to stalk me.
Well, that's good.
Anyway, I thanked them for working so feverishly, and then the internet went down. So that's good work, right?
Well, actually, it's perfect timing. Maybe they knew that today we're doing a show about, you know, things that just piss us right off.
Well, maybe.
Well, they did a fine job on that part anyway.
I reckon. Hey, we got a crowd in the chat room, man.
I see we do, and I'd like to say hi, as would Jay, to all our guests. And we have three guests who go by guest. They must be related. And then we have Mr. and or Mrs. Zip Zap 21. So thanks for chiming in.
All right.
And we're going to get.
I'm just going to assume Zip Zap 21 is a hot 21-year-old babe. Because, you know, we're hip to the younger crowd.
And we think that even if it said Fred 21, we would assume that it's a hot chick named Fred. So.
Frederica, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
Frederica, very good. Or Frida.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, Frida Lindstedt, the chick who sent Ander Breivik on a rampage. But anyway, we're going to do a little bitching. We're going to do a little bitching today, folks. So if you got anything to bitch about, but just in your life and general things that set you off, you can always call in at the 661-244-9852. And Jay, any shout outs or anything?
Well, no shout out to Zip Zap, who just ruined my my fantasy in the chat room. Said,
oh,
nope,
man.
Not mine. A hot 21-year-old babe. But that's okay. That's okay because we have lots of hotness in our life.
Yes. And plus, there's still, well, now three guests in the room, and I'm sure they're all naked hot females.
See what happened? Zip Zap says, no, not a hot 21-year-old babe, and one of the guests leave. Thanks a lot, Zip.
Mm-hmm. It was probably Dower Mike.
Zipped him right out of there. Yeah, well, where the hell's Dower Mike been lately?
I don't know. He was on our website yesterday, which you can catch at iwsradio.blogspot.com. And then, what happened to him, Jay?
He
disappeared.
Well,
he deleted his comment.
Did he delete it? Because that was a pretty, comment.
Well,
I was hoping he would show up today, but he's not man enough.
No.
No.
Or more truthfully, he's just now rolling out of bed.
Probably so. Living the life, the wild party life.
He probably had a rough night of skee ball last night.
Up till the wee hours of the morning, catching Google Map errors and reporting them.
Well, I like
speaking of. Oh, yeah, I'm sure you did. Speaking of up to the wee hours of the morning, I have a new neighbor who is one of these people who likes to crank up the music at 2 a.m. How great is that?
I think it's great.
Oh, yeah, this is gonna work out nicely. I'm really excited. Yep, got the music up there. Boof, 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 boof. I don't know. I guess he's got like Euro Trance Disco CD or something, because that's all it sounded like the whole time. And I, of course, would get the one neighbor who still has the stereo hi-fi system with the bass on the floor and all that, rather than just use a fucking iPod.
Playing Skid Row 24/7. We got a new neighbor, too, and it's kind of disturbing and kind of pisses me off a little because it upsets my view of looking out into the greenery. The new neighbor looks like Madeline Albright. However, I think it's a guy, which, you know.
For now, you'll just call that new neighbor Pat.
Exactly. Whew.
It's Pat. And there went another guest. We're rolling.
Must have been a big Madeline Albright fan.
Must have been. All right. Anyway, the shout-outs you asked about, I shout-out to our very lovely and wonderful friend, Sweet Pea, who things are turning around a little bit, getting a little bit better, so that's good, because when
that
she's happy,
good.
I'm happy.
Oh, yes.
Do you have any shout-outs?
Just a shout-out to one Andy Dixon, who...
love Andy.
A one-woman fan club of the late... You just belched. The late Adam Yowk.
Yeah. Yes, in case you haven't heard, Adam Yauch passed away on Friday, and the music died with him.
Mm-hmm. Or in Andy's words, the world somehow feels emptied.
Mm-hmm. Emptied.
Mm-hmm.
Vacated of music.
Yeah.
There was no music before Adam,
there
and there will be no music after.
Exactly.
The most important man in the history of all music. Even though most people, when they saw on Twitter that Adam Yauch had passed away, they had to go Google him.
I know I
said,
did.
Oh my God, he was a Beastie Boy. I love those guys.
Uh-huh.
And then it was just all day long from these people. And it was getting old in a hurry. I mean, I'm sad that he passed away.
I'm never really upset if anyone passes away.
Sure. But I didn't really care for the Beastie Boys that much, so I didn't really need people posting their videos and songs all day long.
Yes.
And I didn't need people basically implying that the Beastie Boys invented hip-hop.
They're kind of like you. They come up with these great ideas decades after the fact.
Well, actually, it was a little bit like, it was like if you watch the NFL draft, and you watch the discussion after when, you know, the Redskins drafted Robert Griffin III as the number two pick. And then in the fourth round, they picked Kirk Cousins. And immediately they went into the explanation of the, you know, Griffin, the black quarterback, is a great athlete. And Kirk Cousins is a cerebral quarterback.
Yeah.
And
of
works
course.
Hard. Yes. So and that was basically the... A lot of what I saw from people with Adam Yauch is like, well, he taught all those naturally gifted rappers how to work hard and become better artists.
Exactly.
No, he didn't. He did it for the girls just like everybody else.
Well, we're starting off on a bad note, Jay, and I like that. As it should be. Because we're bitching today. We're middle-aged and we're bitching. So if you'd like if you'd like to bitch with us too, you call in on the Metamucil hotline at 661-244-9852 because even in your erratic and spontaneous middle-aged rants, you like to stay regular.
Absolutely. What's getting on your nerves these days, Matt?
I'll tell you what, it happened to me this morning, Jay.
Oh.
I was taking breakfast over to Rhino and the wife. I was taking breakfast to Rhino and the wife. And so I went through the drive-thru at Burger King. Well, evidently, you know, drive-thrus are there for everyone's convenience. However, people think they're there only for their convenience.
Oh, hell yes. People are so rude.
Yeah, and I heard the lady say, shouting actually, from her oversized SUV, I have three orders. No, 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 no. If you have three orders, you go inside.
Oh, yeah. Because there is no way that the idiot working the drive-thru is going to get this right anyway.
Well, that's true, but that wasn't my point. I wasn't taking a cheap shot at fast food laborers like you do, which also pisses me off. No, if you have more than one order, you all go in. And if it's just one person but you have a special order, no, you're going inside. Don't tie up the rest of the drive-thru line with your specialness.
Right. I'll bet you that is the same person who goes through the drive-thru at the bank and wants to do something complicated. that they'll have to go get a supervisor, have to fill out multiple forms, talk about it for a little while, and then finally get the okie dokie.
Exactly. Hate it. Hate it.
Extraordinarily rude people.
So, it was a blessing. Yes, go ahead.
By the way, you took breakfast to Rhino and to your wife.
Yeah.
Did you bring breakfast to your girlfriend also?
No, I didn't bring any. I brought no food nor drink to my girlfriend.
Well, that's not particularly nice. That would send me into a rage.
Well, I'll tell you what I did. We had a little pre-show pillow talk, Jay.
Let's move on.
Oh, no, because something may have happened, and all I can say is I'm glad that Rick Santorum is not our president right now, because there could be issues coming up later this month.
I'm getting the impression that whatever might have happened might have been non-consensual.
No, it was very consensual. I left my shoes on. She left her socks on. I had to tell her to take her baseball hat off, for God's sakes.
Well, you know what? One of the things that gets me pissed off is when people like to talk about details of their private life on the internet.
Yeah, I know.
As if we all want to hear it.
Unfortunately, most people do, because they like to respond to it and do something else that pisses both of us off. Feign outrage.
Yes, the old fake outrage crowd. Always mad about something. Always offended. There was a guy, sports talk radio host in San Diego this week. His last name was Kaplan, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, anyway, who they were talking about one of these sideline reporters on a regional network. And the woman is about 6'2", and she's very broad-shouldered, and, you know, she is an imposing figure.
Yeah.
And he called the woman a beast. Well, there they went. You know, women's groups just, lose it. They go bonkers. So the radio station tells him, you'll have to go on the air and apologize, and he refused, so they fired him.
Hmm.
There's no reason to apologize for that.
No. Not
I'm glad he stood up to it. I'm glad he stood up to it and said, you know, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to play this game.
Because
he could certainly go on that show and he could call men anything he wanted to call them.
Sure. You know, Dwight Howard. Every time I see Dwight Howard, I go, man, that dude is a beast.
Oh, hell yeah.
And every time an
athlete does something awesome, everybody says, he's in beast mode now.
Yeah.
Which is another thing that annoys the shit out of me.
I know, but but if they want equal opportunity and equal rights
there
under the law and in society,
there you go.
Being referred to as a beast is not a bad thing. Get over it, ladies.
Get over it. Exactly. Grow up.
God.
Hey, you want equality? Here's your equality.
I got your equality right here.
You brain dead beast. Well, so I told you about last night, the guy upstairs got the music going. The boom,
yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
That was pretty good.
It's not enough that that's going on, because it really wasn't that loud. It's just the fact that he's it's just actually, if he turned it up and I could actually hear what song he was playing, it might not have bothered me as much. I might have sung along with it, you know.
Because the trouble is, it's making you strain to hear it. It's just loud enough that you want to hear it.
Exactly. So I'm lying there in bed at 2:30 a.m., unable to get to sleep for various reasons. Uh-huh. And that was one of the reasons. It was a little warm. So the music stops for a second, and I think, oh, he's done playing the music. And then I hear voices. Somebody outside on her cell phone having an argument with her boyfriend or whatever.
You don't respect me. You don't ever answer my calls.
Oh, God. Why do they have to go outside for this? Why can't they stay inside and have their arguments?
That's actually worse than the public displays of anger on Facebook, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, way worse. And for one of the reasons it's so bad is you only get half the argument. Now, if they're arguing with each other, they can go outside and I can hear the whole argument and I can decide who's right and who's wrong.
Exactly. You wouldn't mind then. You could make a decision.
Uh-huh. But when they're on the phone going, that's bullshit. Yeah, it's bullshit. You know it. I need to know what he said that she's claiming is bullshit. Because it might not be. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it may
he might
not
be absolutely right.
It may not have been a him.
But it could have been
a... Which would make it hot. It would make it hot if you got two chicks.
That's definitely something we'd want to see right there. I'd get the camera out and do a little videotaping of that.
Yeah. Just so
put
you could review it.
YouTube. Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, so I could put the headset on, you know, and listen and really, you know, understand what they were saying to each other to analyze it better.
And then make an informed decision.
Exactly. Exactly. But anyway, 2:30 in the morning, outside, yelling on the cell phone. That's what happens when you live in the palatial estates.
Oh, I feel your pain.
One time when I lived in San Antonio, there was a couple that was having an argument outside. And they're yelling and screaming. And it was a really pleasant evening. And you only get like three of those a year. So I had the window open. And so I sat up on the side of the bed, and they're out there yelling, and I said, y'all go inside. And then I hear the woman go, see, now you got the neighbors pissed off at us. See what you did? And I said, I'm not pissed off. You guys just need to go inside. So she stormed inside, slammed the door.
Aww.
And he stomped off, and he got in his car. And he cranked up his car, and then he cranked up the stereo, and
of course
I could hear boof, 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 from the parking lot. Maybe it's good that music has died with Adam.
So what was once old for you is now new again, isn't it, Dave?
Exactly. My life just goes in cycles like this.
Bad cycles.
Yeah. That's why when things are going well, I don't brag. I don't say anything.
I don't
because
either.
I know that we're coming right back around to at 2:30 in the morning. And excessive earwax.
Well, yeah, that too. Oh, I had another thing that just irritates the hell out of me this morning. It was like
a bad morning.
I have. I took a puff off my cigarette, and I got smoke in the eye. Now, you probably don't know how much that burns, but any smoker who is listening to this show just cringed. Oh.
Yeah. And a little bit of karma, actually, there.
Yeah, it's like the arsenic in the cigarette is saying, hey, does this feel good? Why don't you quit, you stupid ass? Oh, no, I love you.
But the smoker's hack getting enough. Here comes the smoke in the eye.
Oh, yeah, what's a little coughing? But, man, you screw with my already bad eyes. Yeah, we got a problem. Just trying to get your attention.
Maybe you should get those little electric cigarettes. And...
Oh, my God. I know a guy who smokes them. Okay. Oh, my God, they just look stupid. I am not a vain person, and much, But, man, I would never be caught dead smoking with one of those unless I was trying to make a funny video. Oh, they're just incredibly stupid looking.
I don't know. I saw a girl with one the other day, and she looked kind of hot with it.
Well, that's because she was a girl.
Oh, well, yeah. Maybe it's only okay for women.
Exactly. Everything's okay with women.
Yeah. Oh,
unless you call them a beast.
Yeah, right. We can't do that. But speaking of women, I did want to give a little shout out to the long-legged, dark-haired beauty who I saw in Dollar General the other day.
Really?
Buying 6 cans of Vienna sausages.
Oh my God, that's your dream girl.
I should have proposed to her on the spot. And she was wearing a San Antonio Spurs t-shirt.
Oh, no, she wasn't.
Yes, she was.
Oh, my God.
Black hair, dark eyes, long legs, Spurs fan, and she was going to sit down and watch the Spurs play basketball while eating Vienna sausages.
You probably would have gone up and proposed to her if there wasn't that wet spot in your crotch as you walked up. Oh, my God.
Well, that and, you know, again, the excessive earwax that was hanging out of the air. But, you know, always bad timing. That's the way it's been my whole life, bad timing.
Yeah,
I see a hot chick, and I start sneezing, and I got snot hanging down, stuff like that. It always happens.
Yeah, that's a pisser.
Yep.
And speaking of
long-legged, black-haired beauties, shout out to my BFF. Warrior cat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a smoldering, smoking hot babe right there.
Yeah. She's guamadalicious. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
And I really
had
to think about that
too.
As I said that.
Yeah, you wouldn't have got that out if we were doing the late night show.
No, oh God, no. I would have said, she's guamadalicious.
she's too good looking. Got a new guest just hop into the room, so welcome to the guest.
Yeah, welcome guest.
2.5 minutes left in the live stream. If you want to call in, you got something to rant about, got something getting on your nerves?
Yeah, come on, give us a sounding board. We'll tell you how much you shouldn't bitch about it because you're probably stupid. Kidding, of course.
Yeah, that's it, Matt. Now they'll call. Yeah, good job.
And you can call in on the Metamucil hotline at 661-244-9852. You know what? Oh, my God. This drives me nuts. I experienced it a lot yesterday. People coming through the beer mine trying to be funny. People who think they're funny and they're not. They're just not funny.
No, you know what? We experience this all the time on Twitter. And yeah, I don't want to name names, but there is somebody on Twitter who just ain't funny and who's pretty sure that he is funny.
You're not talking about me, are you?
No. No, you're a troll, remember?
Oh, that's right. I'm a troll. Oh, my. There's a guy who comes through. He'll come through once a month, and he says the same thing. Go have a Big Mac and a large fry.
No.
Oh, God.
I see what he did there.
Yeah.
Drive-through McDonald's. I get it.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
It is fantastic. And when he comes through anymore, I just tell him, hey, go yourself. That's what I tell him.
Well, I'll tell you what, speaking of convenience store clerks and what have you. The coolest ever are the dudes who you go up there and you've got like a little candy bar. and you've got a can of Pepsi, and he says, that'll be $175. And you give him a five, and you'll say, out of 500.
Oh, God.
Do you ever do that?
No, but I have customers that do that, and it happened yesterday, and thanks for bringing it up. His order came to $21.81. He said, $181? I can handle that.
Yep. People just, yeah. They need to leave the funny stuff to the professionals.
Exactly.
Like Dennis Miller.
He was really rolling the other night. Was that last night? Or was that Friday night? He was into the wee hours, just spitting them out.
Rapid fire. His riff gun was just going off like crazy.
God.
I don't know why I continue to follow him, except that he makes me look so damn good.
Every time he posts a comment, I go, really?
Yeah, but he's not the one I was talking about a minute ago. You know who I was talking about a minute ago.
No, I really don't.
Yeah, you
do.
Oh,
my God,
too,
yes, I do.
Because you send me direct messages at 1 a.m. going, I can't take it anymore.
Well, I always forget about him because, well, he's so forgettable until he pops up. And then I go, oh, my God, he's terrible.
But popular.
Mm-hmm. You know what? And he's so popular, all his people should like us. We're the ones who do I'm With Stupid.
Exactly.
They're missing the show. it's like, yes, I know you truly are, but come over here and we'll make fun of him. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Also, we're well into the after show now.
Yes, we are. And it's pretty much...
I didn't even see it.
I know. I'm glad you didn't. And Jay, I want to congratulate you. This is, I think, the first time you ever didn't say, now we're into the after show.
Well, yeah, I missed it. But, you know, I like to let our live listeners, you know, I like to thank them and say bye-bye to them.
Well, yeah, but then they... Jesus Christ. What did... Oh, my God.
Muffins are rough, man.
Yeah. You only
that
have
a
those...
cranberry orange belt right there.
Yeah, boy. When they're crumbly and all messed up, they really bring the gas out, don't they?
That they do. But, you know, speaking of social media,
which we were
pissing me off.
Likewise.
Yeah, and we were, yeah. Well, first of all, the new trend on Twitter is for people who are moderately popular or fairly popular, who have, like, say, a YouTube web TV series or a podcast. They will follow me. I'll follow them back because I'm a nice guy like that.
Yes, you are.
They will send me a direct message. Hey, thanks for the follow. Don't forget to check out my show and a link to it. And then they will unfollow me.
That's just not right.
Asshole.
They could at least continue to follow you and act like, you know, you're part of the team.
Yeah. Pretend to be friends for a little while.
Exactly. You know, just like you and I do with the unfunny guy that we mentioned.
Right. Even retweet. Whoa, what the hell was that?
I don't know. I think it was Mitt Romney trying to be funny. That's what it was.
I think it was just Homeland Security checking in on us.
Because, you know, Mitt Romney... As Ann Romney said, there's a wild and crazy guy inside of him.
All you have to do is unzip him and let it out.
That's right.
That beast. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, don't do that, man.
What?
That pisses me off.
That pisses you off? I'll tell you what. Actually, we did that to each other for a while before Time Warner finally fixed the cable.
Oh, fucking cable people.
But we love Phil. We love Time Warner Phil.
Oh, yeah. And Cox Will.
Cox Will?
Yeah. A guy named Will lives in Wichita, Kansas, works for Cox. Good guy.
Wichita, Kansas? That's where these...
Yeah.
That's where these searches for Matt Mahoney are coming from.
Well, then.
Oh, and continuing with the social media thing, and I've mentioned this to you, and I know it pisses you off, all these like things that people put on their Facebook page. One that really set me off the other day, it was a picture of a black hand and a white hand intertwined. And it said, like, if you're not racist. It's so pushy.
Uh-huh. Or all these, you know, copy and paste this into your profile if you want a cure for cancer. No, I'm rooting for cancer. I'm a
That's
big
right.
fan
I'm
of cancer.
I'm a racist like who roots for cancer. And sometimes they'll add, only a few of you will have the courage to put this on your Facebook page. Oh, God.
Look, we all know that only Ron Paul is a racist who roots for cancer.
That's right.
And probably
well,
Newt Gingrich, too.
He doesn't really root for it. He just, if it shows up, hey, let it run its course.
Let it go. There you go. Ride this one out, big guy.
Yeah. I'd like to help you, but ideologically, I can't.
Yeah. Which, that's another thing that I've absolutely had enough of. Every single thing that happens in this world now, people sit there and they wait to find out which side their political preference is on before they make a decision on it.
Yeah.
They have to do everything through their partisan political beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just pathetic.
Well, and I just read an article about this, and I forget what they called it, post something. It's where people determine what they believe in, and then they go out and find things to substantiate it, rather than going out and reading different things and then determining what they believe
right.
to be true.
Weighing all the evidence.
Mm-hmm. All the evidence they want to hear.
Most of them just wait for Rush Limbaugh
mm-hmm.
to let them know.
Well, it's sad. It's laziness. And that's another thing I hate, mental laziness.
Willful ignorance.
Exactly. Because
pretending not to understand so that you don't have to admit being wrong. And I tell you another thing that pisses me off on social media.
Yes.
And it happens on all of them. On Tumblr, Facebook, Twitter, what have you. People will retweet, share, like, heart virtually anything any pseudo celebrity puts up there, but they will not do the same thing for their friends.
Exactly.
Amazing, isn't it?
It is.
And in fact, I'll see people who will make a joke. Okay, maybe an obvious one, but they make the joke. All right, they got it first when something happens,
mm-hmm.
and I'll favorite their tweet, maybe retweet them, tell them it was a good one, but that's about all they'll get. But then somebody, you know, like Zach Braff will come along and say the same thing, and everybody in the world will retweet it, like, oh, he's so brilliant.
Yes.
And then I see people say, how come people are always begging celebrities for a retweet? And I'm like, because their own fucking friends won't do it for them. But, you know, I don't say that out loud because I'm a nice guy.
You are. And I'll tell you what, another thing that pisses me off, people who cure every social ill known to man via Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Just
we're raising
Coney.
Awareness.
Just ask Coney.
Yeah. In my fantasy football team, Coney's Ponies.
That's right. I have used that before, and I'll tell you what, Jay. I gave you credit.
Nice.
It was on a Facebook post. Someone was ragging on Coney because they're going to change the world. And I said, well, a friend of mine, he's naming his next fantasy football team Coney's Ponies. Ha, ha, ha.
There we go.
I was defriended.
Yeah, well, that happens. But
see,
you were probably defriended for giving me credit because people don't like to do that either.
Well, that's true. Just ask.
And another thing people like to do is...
Just ask
like
Conan O'Brien.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. And Colin Quinn.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Stole your Newt Gingrich joke.
Mm-hmm.
Pretend he doesn't listen to this show, please.
It's the highlight of the week.
Oh, hell yeah. What a miserable, pathetic week he has. I mean, you know, not that this is a bad show or something.
No, it could be worse. He could be on the Dennis Miller show.
Exactly. And he probably is.
Yes. Probably. He's the one who does all of Dennis's tweets.
But I tell you, another thing that pisses me off and gets old, it's that's people... Other people who have podcasts who say, dude, we should promote each other's show. Great. And then so they do a show, and I retweet the hell out of their show. When we do ours, is that person anywhere around? Fuck no.
No. No.
They get shout-outs. They get retweets. They get stumbled upon. What do we get?
Heartache.
Fuck you, right, we do. And I hate it when people get me so worked up I have to use the F word.
I know you do.
Anyway.
You gonna be all right?
Well, the show was good therapy. Yeah.
Very cathartic.
Yeah.
Which is a nice word, which leads me to something else. People who just butcher the English language. And I'm not talking about on Facebook, on Twitter, because God knows I make plenty of mistakes because you're just typing fast. You want to get something in. I'm talking like when people speak and or specifically write an article, you know, where they have time to redo it and stuff. And professionals,
Jay. You're
talking
about me now, aren't you?
No, no.
You're talking about me. Yeah, I can feel it. Oh, I can feel it.
Oh, no. I was listening to ESPN radio yesterday at work. And they're all excited about Bryce Harper, the outfielder for the Washington Nationals, 19 years old. They referred to him as a young teenager.
But,
now, in my opinion...
No.
In my opinion... He's an old teenager. He's 19. He's almost in his 20s.
He's as old as a teenager could be.
Huh?
He's as old as a teenager can be.
Exactly.
Unless you're doing the Dick Clark, world's oldest teenager. Glad I got that in with 30 seconds to go in the show.
Exactly. But no, he's an old teenager.
Yeah. That's moronic.
Just like people say you, okay.
No, we're almost out of time.
I know. Okay. Oh, now I'm going to have to take it out, the rest of it out on Schmoop.
Oh, Hola, Schmoopalicious. Right. Of course, don't know. Oh, there it went.
What'd you say?
Are we done? I got the thank you message, but